Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
And talk some Panthers football. We'll also look around the NFL with them. We're going to welcome on the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, who you can check out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, the great Ross Tucker, with Nick and Stan. Happy Panther Monday, friend. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know it was Panther Monday, but that makes sense. Thank you guys for having me. It's not very happy, though. I watched that game yesterday.
We're sorry about that. And by the way, the Panthers didn't know yesterday was Sunday either, given the way they played against Miami. I mentioned they've lost 7 of 9 games now. It's year 2 of Matt Rhule. Is it too early to be voicing very real doubts about Matt Rhule and whether he belongs as an NFL head coach yet?
Well, the way the NFL works is, if it's year 2 and you're not seeing progress, then you can voice some concerns. I guess what I would tell you guys is, I think the Carolina Panthers have a bottom 5 offensive line and quarterback situation in the NFL. Really hard to win that way. Really hard. I mean, you know, I personally think defensive line's the second most important position, and then O-line being third. But I'm an offensive lineman, but there are people that disagree, and they think O-line second. So how many games are you really going to win if you're bottom 5 at arguably the 2 most important positions in the NFL?
Ross, let's stick with the defensive line. Certainly not as much experience as you have on the O-line, but that's where my eyes go first from my limited experience. Point being, I have a thing with finesse defenses. You can win a title that way. I think you and I both can think of a couple of examples. But more often than not, you got to just have some dudes that just fly around, whether you're two-gapping or penetrating, and just get after people. I think our defense here in Carolina is very sexy, but clearly there's a formula when teams want to attack them right down the gut and punch them in the mouth in the run game. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, so the Carolina Panthers, I was going to call it the college model. I don't think that's fair, but certainly everything they do is predicated on speed and athleticism, but they still drafted Derrick Brown. I mean, they still took that Hoskins kid this year. I mean, they're still taking some physical kids, but they are more of a speed unit. And so people look at that and say, let's test them physically. Although, I got to be honest with you guys, you know, I do Eagles preseason TV and Eagles pregame. You know, there's a bunch of teams that are like that these days. There's a bunch of teams that are a little light in the keister, because everything's so designed to stop the passing game. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of the teams having success right now are doing it running the football. I mean, the Colts, the Niners, the Patriots, the Eagles until yesterday, they're having a lot of success running the football. And it's because there's so many lighter defenses. There aren't a lot of D lines or front sevens that you look at and you're like, man, that's just a physical, nasty group of dudes.
Ross Tucker, the Ross Tucker Podcast with Nick and Stan here on a Panther Monday. We are going to start looking around the rest of the NFL here in a minute, but Christian McCaffrey, x-rays negative. He only played, only got 10 touches yesterday because of an ankle injury here. That makes 5 injuries in the last 2 years that have caused him some amount of time, whether it's a half in this case, whether it's, 4-game stretch, which was the case earlier this year. At what point do we have to give up hope that Christian McCaffrey's ever going to be able to be healthy for a full season again?
I think he might be healthy for a full season again. I think this is probably, though, closer to what you need to just be expecting. And I don't think it'll be this many injuries, but I think you have to go, like, you know, in the next 4 years, I think Christian can still be productive for you. I think you just have to go into it expecting him to either to miss a couple games each year. That is this year will be, but I don't think it'll be the 2 years where he was an Iron Man either. And I do think they'll probably have to be smarter about his usage. You know, if you remember, Nick, because you and I would talk about this, I wrote a column saying he shouldn't even show up to Carolina until he got that contract after his third year, after his usage in years two and three. If you remember, he played 150 snaps more than any other running back his third year in the league. That's like three more games, dude. You know, a running back might play 50 snaps in a game. Might. He played 150 snaps more than any other running back. So I think what has happened to him is on some level the reality of the usage his second and third years. I think moving forward, they'll use him more judiciously, and as a result, he'll have a better chance to stay healthy.
Last one quickly for me on the Carolina Panthers, that is, Cam Newton, the headlines, as I'm sure you've seen on the national outlets, Cam Newton benched. Coming out of this bye, how would you manage the quarterback scenario if you were Matt Rhule and Joe Brady?
I think I'd have Cam in there unless he played really, really poorly again. But I think I'd have Cam in there as long as I felt like I'm in the mix for the playoffs. As soon as that no longer seems realistic and or Cam plays really poorly, I'd probably let P.J. Walker play the rest of the year so I can decide what he is on next year's roster. Is he the two? Is he the three? Because I think it's pretty clear they don't think he's the one.
Ross Tucker, the Ross Tucker Podcast with Nick and Stan here on a Panther Monday, but plenty of football in the NFL from around this past weekend, Ross, including the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, losing their second straight here. All of a sudden, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles are just a few games off the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. Washington, a game behind Philadelphia. Do you, if I gave you Dallas or the rest of the field to win the NFC East, would you still take Dallas right now?
Without any hesitation at all, they're clearly the best team. And the Eagles blew it yesterday. I mean, the Eagles had a chance to really put some pressure on the Cowboys, but three horrific Jalen Hurts interceptions, drops, Boston Scott fumble. I mean, the Eagles rush for over 200 yards and lose the game to a not very good Giants team. The Cowboys are the best team. I mean, they're getting DeMarcus Lawrence back. I don't know what happened. I was there for Thanksgiving. I've never seen so many penalty flags in my life. That was a joke. I don't know how they gave up that many points to the Raiders, tip of the cap to the Raiders, but I think the Cowboys are still pretty darn good. You know, Dak showed me something with his, you know, touchdown drive near the end of that game. He has not been as consistent since he came back from injury, but I still feel good about him. They'll get CeeDee Lamb back. They'll get Amari Cooper back. They're getting DeMarcus Lawrence back. I think the Cowboys are more of a Super Bowl threat than they are a threat to lose the NFC East.
Ross, and looking around the AFC, fantastic game last night. Crazy things happened. Don't know that I've seen one like that, but just thinking about how the AFC stands right now, Baltimore moves into first place. However, here comes Bill Belichick's Patriots, six in a row. I saw Kansas City Chiefs have now won four in a row. I saw somebody else that I thought had run. Who else? Oh, the Miami Dolphins have now won four in a row. Who would you bet on right now coming out of each conference, given that it's shifting into what's getting ready to be December football?
Well, Yeah, so in the NFC, I think I'll go with the Packers, but I don't feel good about it. I think I'd rather take the Bucks. That makes sense. Mm. But I think I'll go with the Packers because their defense has played a lot better this year. I just am a little concerned about the injury hits they're taking to the O-line. They need Bakhtiari back. I don't like that he had to get his knee scoped. And then the AFC, man, I guess I'll go Chiefs. You know, I think I'll go Chiefs the way their defense is playing. And it feels like Mahomes is getting back into a rhythm a little bit more with that offense. So I'll go Packers, Chiefs. I guess it's not that exciting, but that's if I had to, I always look at this. When someone asks me a question like that, if I had to put $100 on it, what would I do? That's what I would do. I mean, if I had to put $100 on it, those are the teams that I would put it on right now. I put it on the Packers probably, and I put it on the Chiefs.